WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Jessica Lane here, your daily dose of motivation and awesomeness. Ever feel like you're playing a never-ending game of tug-of-war with your own mind? You know, the one where self-doubt pulls you down while your inner strength tries to pull you back up? Well, let me tell you, that's totally normal. But what if I told you there's a superpower you already possess that can help you win this game? It's called self-compassion, and it's seriously the secret weapon for mental health recovery. Think about it like this. When you're down, who are the first people you want to comfort and support? Hopefully, your loved ones, right? You wouldn't scold them for feeling down, would you? You'd probably offer a warm hug, a listening ear, and maybe even some chocolate. Well, guess what? You deserve that same level of kindness and understanding from yourself. So, why is self-compassion so crucial for mental health recovery? Let me break it down for you. First, it helps you ditch the inner critic. You know that nagging voice in your head that constantly throws shade, makes you feel inadequate, and whispers all those negative things about yourself? Self-compassion says, enough already. It silences that bully and replaces it with a voice of gentle encouragement and understanding. Second, self-compassion helps you accept imperfections. Let's face it, life is messy. We make mistakes, stumble along the way, and sometimes feel like utter failures. But self-compassion reminds us that that's okay. It's part of being human. Instead of beating ourselves up over every slip-up, we learn to embrace our flaws as learning opportunities and move forward with grace. Third, self-compassion fuels resilience. When life throws curveballs, it can be easy to feel overwhelmed and defeated. But self-compassion acts like a mental shield, protecting us from the negativity and giving us the strength to bounce back. It reminds us that we're capable of weathering any storm and emerging stronger on the other side. Fourth, self-compassion fosters connection. You know how important it is to have strong relationships? Well, self-compassion strengthens those connections too. When we treat ourselves with kindness, we radiate that energy outward, attracting people who value and reciprocate our compassion. It's a beautiful cycle of love and understanding. Finally, and this is huge, self-compassion is the foundation for personal growth. Remember those goals you've been putting off? The dreams you're afraid to pursue? Self-compassion gives us the courage to step outside our comfort zones, take risks, and ultimately become the best versions of ourselves. Now, let me share a real-life example that illustrates the power of self-compassion. Picture this. Sarah, a talented writer, has been struggling with anxiety lately. She constantly compares herself to other successful authors, feeling inadequate and doubting her abilities. But then, she decides to practice self-compassion. Instead of berating herself for feeling overwhelmed, she acknowledges her feelings and offers herself words of kindness and support. She reminds herself that everyone starts somewhere and that progress isn't always linear. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to believe in herself again. She embraces her unique voice, accepts her imperfections, and eventually overcomes her anxiety. The result? Sarah finishes her manuscript, submits it to an agent, and lands a publishing deal. Her story is a testament to the transformative power of self-compassion. So, remember, beautiful souls, you are worthy of love, kindness, and understanding, especially from yourself. Practice self-compassion every day, treat yourself with the same care and consideration you would offer to a dear friend, and watch as your mental well-being blossoms. You've got this. Now go out there and shine bright, knowing that you are capable of anything you set your mind to. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-compassion. And if you find yourself resonating with today's message, leave me a review on your favorite podcast platform. It would mean the world to me. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.